Unit 5, pages 128 to 129. Independent reading. China, big in counterfeit products.
China seems not only to make everything, but it fakes just about everything as well. China's counterfeit and piracy market is the biggest in the world and employs millions of workers. Fake products are available in stores and on the internet in China, as well as in overseas markets from New York to Sydney at a fraction of the cost of the real thing. Charles Schultz is an expert at identifying fake products. As the Asian director for the security consulting firm Kroll Associates, he is hired by international corporations to help shut down stores selling counterfeit products. When inspecting something with a label of a well-known company, he often says, "The tag is real, the product is not." This means that if you buy that product, the only thing that will last is the tag. Apparently, buying the label does not ensure the quality. To prove his point, Schultz gives the example of the town in Shenzhen, very near Hong Kong. This town has become a center for cheap imitations. ABC News reporters who were sent there with small hidden cameras found an amazing variety and quantity of fake goods. Not only did they find DVDs of the latest movies sold for $1 each, but also the latest software, like the newest version of Photoshop, and Windows at a fraction of the cost. You can find there anything from shampoos that might cause serious burns to batteries and light bulbs that work for only 2 days. But Shenzhen is not the only place where imitation products can be found. A 5-hour drive out of Shanghai is the city of Yimou, which is better known by another name, Counterfeit Central. This is where international buyers come to purchase imitations in large quantities. Some 40,000 huge stores sell about 100,000 products that are up to 90% fake. Every day, tons of fake goods are shipped out, mostly to the Middle East, Africa, and South America, right under the noses of the Chinese police. China tries to fight this from time to time. Pirated videos and music CDs are regularly crushed when news cameras are around. But counterfeiting is now so big that officials are afraid to shut it down completely since it provides millions of badly needed jobs. As a matter of fact, if they tried to stop it completely, it would mean making some serious changes in Chinese society and its economy. This would not be easy because many people might oppose it. So in the meantime, counterfeit businesses are booming and will probably continue to do so.